Well, it started pretty simply. I just rang a mate and said, what can we do to help? And it all went from there. So he then came back as a lifelong friend of mine, Garth Bedill, and he said, well, look, if you can send some stuff right up to his, to help his region, then he was prepared to match it dollar for dollar, which was fantastic.
So you decided to send fence posts and timber. Why did you decide that that was what you were going to send to Queensland?
Well, we originally tried to send fodder and to help the farmers up there, but the volume of that was too hard to actually get the transport. So then it was recommended to us by a man called Brian Egan, who runs this organisation, Aussie Helpers. And he said, well, what they need is fence posts and fence material. So coming from Mount Gambier, that fitted in very well. And then I obviously had a good friend, Ian McDonald, who's got the mill here in Mount Gambier. So he jumped in and helped as well. He's donated a whole lot of building materials, which was even better. And so we've now got a full load of fence posts, and the front trailer of the truck was full of building materials.
Tell us about the posts that you sent up there. How many did you send up?
Well, it was over 2,500 pine posts, treated pine posts, and that filled the whole back load of a B-double. And we'd like to have got more on if we could, but there was obviously a limitation of volume. But if we can get another truckload going up later on, that probably is around about $20,000 to $25,000 required to do that. So anybody like to give me a call, or the Gympie Rotary Club, we'd all be happy to sort of try and put it all together.
Once the ideas became a reality, the focus then shifted to how do you get these building materials and fence posts to those farmers who need them most.
That was actually the hard part, was getting it distributed at the other end. So we had the Rotary Club at Gympie organise all that for us, and it's all gone up there now. The truck was loaded and sent last week, so hopefully it's all there.
What was the reaction that you got when you rang them and initiated that first conversation, saying this is what your idea was and this is what we were going to send up there?
I think the problem we all have with donating money is where it actually physically goes and how it can directly help. So when we suggested we were going to help the farmers directly, that was certainly was very well received. And from where we sit, to be able to donate and help and knowing that it's going to that direct cause is really quite a good feeling.
Is this the first and the last truck, or are you planning more?
Well, look, it took us 3 weeks to sort of get this together, and it took a bit longer than we'd hoped. But, look, if we can get some funds to get another truckload up there, and it is real value to them, I'm certainly happy to talk to anybody who can help us. At this point of time, we have organised what's one full truckload. But if anyone else out there would like to help, we're quite keen to sort of move forward.
Lex Townsend is the president of the Gympie Rotary Club, which has the job of distributing the fence posts and building materials. He says the truck arrived yesterday and they're wasting no time in delivering the contents to needy farmers.
They're delivering posts to Kilkeven and to Woologa, which are a couple of areas that have been pretty hardly hit by the floods.
Once the truck has been unloaded, those posts, are they going directly to farmers?
Yep, they've we've got a coordinator around in that area who is coordinating the delivery or picking coordinating farmers to come in and pick up a certain amount, number of posts each to help them repair their fencing.
How badly needed are items like this?
Look, the devastation you wouldn't in that area, and I mean, I know there's been a lot of Queensland affected badly, but we're talking floodwaters that were 1 to 1.5 metres higher than ever recorded in the area. There's just, irrigation pipes hanging out of the tops of trees, massive damage to pumps and fencing.
So how far does 2,500 posts go? I mean, how many farmers will that help?
Well, I should imagine you're probably looking at maybe 50 or 60 farmers are going to benefit from that. And, I mean, you've got to look on the scale of a lot of these properties are probably 5 to 2,000 acre properties, or some of them bigger.